Most people walk past a patch of fever grass or wild sarracee without realizing they're stepping over a pharmacy more powerful than any pill bottle. In a world hooked on synthetic cures and supermarket quick fixes, the old ways, rooted in Caribbean soil and ancestral knowledge, are quietly making a comeback. Whether you're dealing with digestive problems, inflammation, insomnia, or the spiritual weight of everyday stress, chances are there's a plant growing nearby that can help. But it's not just about healing the body. Backyard herbalism reconnects us with the land, with our elders, and with our own intuition. This is about reclaiming what was never broken, remedies that don't need to be reinvented, just remembered. In this episode, we'll walk you step by step through how to grow, harvest, and use 7 essential herbs found across the Caribbean, like sarracee, guinea hen weed, aloe, turmeric, and more. From teas to tinctures, healing baths to balms, this is your practical guide to building a backyard apothecary that's both ancient and urgent. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Plants of Power. Growing and harvesting your backyard pharmacy. In every Caribbean village, there's that one elder, the woman with the deep laugh and the iron pot always bubbling with some strange-smelling brew. Ask her what she's cooking, and she won't say soup or stew. She'll say medicine. And long before pharmacies, that's exactly what it was. Now, we're going back to that tradition, not just for nostalgia, but for survival. This chapter is about the foundation of your backyard apothecary, understanding which herbs to grow, where to plant them, how to harvest them, and how to honor the cultural knowledge they carry. Why grow medicinal herbs at home? Herbal medicine is more than a trend. It's an act of self-reliance and ancestral remembering. When you grow your own medicine, you're reducing your reliance on expensive pharmaceuticals, gaining access to natural remedies in emergencies, and aligning your daily life with nature's rhythms. It's sustainable, it's affordable, and it connects you directly to the healing traditions of the Caribbean. We'll focus on 7 powerful plants: sarracee, mammortica, corantia, fevergrass, lemongrass, thyme, guinea hen weed, anamu, aloe vera, turmeric, soursop leaves. Bonus herb for depth. Let's break them down: planting, climate needs, and harvesting practices. 1. Sarracee, the bitter purifier. Uses: blood cleansing, digestion, detox, skin conditions. Grow it: climate. Sarracee thrives in hot, sunny climates and needs minimal care. How? Plant seeds near a fence or trellis. It's a vining plant and loves to sprawl. Soil: poor soil doesn't stop it. It's actually adapted to it. Well-drained is best. Water: moderate. Once it gets established, it's drought-tolerant. Harvest it. Leaves and vines can be harvested once mature, about 4 to 6 weeks. Pick young green vines, not old, woody ones. You can also dry them for year-round use. Cultural tip: always drink sarracee in moderation. Its bitterness is powerful and can overstimulate if overused. 2. Fevergrass, the calming antiseptic. Uses: fever reduction, sleep aid, stress relief, antimicrobial. Grow it: climate. Thrives in warm, sunny conditions with good airflow. How? Plant stalk divisions in moist, well-drained soil. It spreads fast, so give it space. Water: regularly during dry seasons, but let the topsoil dry out between watering. Harvest it. Wait for stalks to grow at least a foot tall. Cut the leaves near the base. Dry in a shaded area with good air circulation. Cultural tip: This is the Caribbean's natural sleeping pill. A tea made with two stalks can replace melatonin. 3. Thyme, the antibacterial all-star. Uses: cold relief, sore throat, chest congestion. Flavor plus medicine. Grow it. Climate: hardy. Can grow in sun or partial shade. How? Buy seedlings or start from cuttings. Plant in containers or garden beds. Soil: prefers sandy, loose soil. Don't overwater. Harvest it. Trim sprigs once the plant is bushy. Use fresh or dry upside down in bundles. Cultural tip: mix thyme with honey and lemon for a Caribbean cough syrup your grandmother swears by. 4. Guinea hen weed, the immune warrior. Uses: anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer studies, arthritis, pain, immune boost. Grow it. Climate: hot and tropical, perfect for backyard cultivation. How? Seeds or cuttings can start new plants. Grows wild, so look locally. Soil: tolerant to most soil types but prefers loamy. Water: moderate. Harvest it. Leaves and roots are used. Harvest mature leaves and dig roots from older plants. Always dry before storing. Cultural tip: known as gully root in Jamaica, this plant was used in maroon healing rituals and bush baths. 5. Aloe vera, the skin and gut soother. Uses: burns, skin repair, digestion, sunburn, hair treatment. Grow it climate. Hot, dry environments suit aloe best. How? Use offshoots, pups, from mature plants. Plant in wide, shallow pots. Soil: sandy, well-drained. Do not overwater. Water: minimal. Let dry completely before watering. Harvest it. Cut the outer leaves with a clean knife. Let the yellow latex drain off before using the clear gel. Cultural tip: Caribbean households use aloe in everything from skin cream to washout drinks. But go easy. Internal use should be supervised or limited. 6. Turmeric, the golden root of inflammation. Uses: inflammation, pain relief, antioxidant, liver health. Grow it. Climate: warm, wet conditions. Prefers partial shade. How? Plant turmeric fingers, rhizomes in loose, rich soil. Soil: loamy and well-drained. Water: consistent moisture, not soggy. Harvest it. After 8 to 10 months, dig up rhizomes once leaves yellow and wilt. Rinse, dry, and cure for storage. Cultural tip: use with black pepper to enhance absorption. Many Caribbean stews blend turmeric with coconut milk for pain-fighting meals. 7. Soursop leaves, the sleep and cancer ally, bonus. Uses: sleep, anxiety, cancer research, blood sugar. Grow it. Climate: tropical, humid conditions. How? Grow from seeds or saplings. Keep in sunny areas. Soil: fertile, moist, slightly acidic. Water: moderate, consistent. Harvest it. Use mature leaves. Dry flat in shade and store airtight. Cultural tip: sour sop leaf tea before bed is a known remedy for insomnia across the region. Garden layout and tips. Spacing: use containers for thyme, aloe, and turmeric. Ground plant sarace and guinea hen weed in corners. Companion planting: avoid placing strong herbs like guinea hen weed too close to gentler herbs. They can dominate root space. Sunlight: Most of these herbs love full sun, but turmeric and fever grass prefer partial shade in extreme heat. Harvest cycles. Aim for early morning harvests when oils are strongest. Storage. Air dry herbs in a cool, shaded space. Avoid mold. Store in glass jars or paper envelopes away from light. Seed and propagation wisdom. Most herbs can be propagated without fancy tools. Thyme and fever grass, cuttings in water or direct to soil. Aloe, offshoot pups from the base. Sarracee, dried seeds from mature fruit. Turmeric, break rhizomes and replant. Guinea hen weed, seed pods or root cuttings. Ask local elders or herbalists for bush cuttings or wild varieties. They often have the best genetics. Tools you'll need. Pruning scissors, garden gloves, trowel, drying rack or mesh baskets, labeled jars, muslin or cheesecloth for straining herbal brews, notebook for recording effects and rituals. Chapter 2, Healing in Your Hands, Teas, Baths, Balms, and Daily Rituals. If Chapter 1 was about what to plant and how to harvest it, this chapter is about what to do with it, because herbs aren't medicine until you activate them. And the methods we use to extract their healing, whether in a tea, a bath, a balm, or a ritual, are as old as the plants themselves. In the Caribbean, these aren't just recipes. They're acts of memory, rituals passed down in whispers, in kitchen shadows, in Sunday morning preparations, and moonlit baths. This chapter gives you the practical steps and respectful practices for turning your homegrown herbs into a fully functional backyard apothecary. We'll focus on the top four preparation methods, herbal teas and decoctions, healing baths and steam inhalations, balms and salves, everyday healing rituals. Each method will come with preparation instructions, safety tips, and guidance on how to integrate them into a healing lifestyle. 1. Herbal teas and decoctions, brewing medicine from the land. The Caribbean's herbal medicine culture is rich with bush tea traditions. Every household has its go-to blend, some bitter, some sweet, all purposeful, making a simple infusion, tea. This works best for soft herbs like fever grass, sarracee, thyme, and soursop leaf. Steps: harvest. Use 1 to 2 tablespoons of dried or fresh herbs per cup of water. Boil water. Heat water to a gentle boil. Not too aggressive or you'll destroy delicate compounds. Steep. Place herbs in a cup or jar and pour hot water over them. Cover and steep 10 to 15 minutes. Strain and sip. Use cheesecloth or a fine mesh strainer. Add honey or lime if needed. Use cases sarracee plus fever grass for detox and calm. Thyme plus ginger for cough, flu, and sore throat. Soursop leaf before bed for deep sleep. Making a decoction. Harder materials like turmeric root, guinea hen weed roots, or dried aloe strips require a longer boil to extract medicine. Steps: add 1 tablespoon of chopped roots per 2 cups of water. Simmer, not boil, for 20 to 30 minutes. Strain and drink in 1/2 cup servings. Warning: decoctions are potent. Limit intake to once or twice daily unless guided by a herbalist. 2. Healing baths and steam inhalations. Medicine through the skin and breath. Water amplifies herbal power. In Caribbean traditions, baths are used not only for physical healing, but also for spiritual cleansing, removing bad eye, grief, stress, or energy blockages. Herbal baths. Good herbs. Fever grass, guinea hen weed, sarracee, thyme, aloe skin, or blended leaves. Steps: boil herbs in 2 to 3 gallons of water for 20 minutes. Let cool slightly. Strain and pour into a bucket or bathtub of clean water. Bathe from head to toe, no soap. Additions: lime peels for purification, salt for energetic cleansing, coconut milk for softness. Ritual. Tip: many elders recommend praying or speaking intentions while bathing. Release what no longer serves. Steam inhalations. Perfect for chest congestion, sinus pressure, and calming the nerves. Steps: place herbs like thyme, fever grass, and guinea hen weed in a bowl. Pour boiling water over them. Drape a towel over your head and inhale for 5 to 10 minutes. Optional additions: a drop of eucalyptus oil or menthol for stronger clearing. 3. Balms and salves. Carrying medicine in your skin. A balm is a blend of herbal-infused oil and beeswax that creates a semi-solid healing salve. Think of it as your homemade Vicks, but better. Choose your herbal base: aloe vera, burns, cuts, rashes, turmeric root, joint pain, inflammation, thyme and fever, grass, muscle aches, tension, guinea, hen weed, arthritis, nerve pain. Make an infused oil. You can use coconut oil, olive oil, or jojoba as your base. Steps: dry your herbs fully to avoid mold. Fill a glass jar 2/3 full with dried herbs. Pour oil over herbs until fully submerged. Let sit for 3 to 6 weeks in a warm spot, shaking daily. Or for a quick method, gently heat the mixture for 2 to 3 hours on the lowest heat, double boiler style. Make the balm. Steps: strain infused oil. For every 1 cup of oil, add 1 ounce of beeswax pellets. Melt together in a double boiler. Pour into clean tins or jars. Let cool. Use this rub on sore joints, bites, inflamed areas. Use before bed for sleep or pain relief. Add essential oils for scent or potency: lavender, eucalyptus, tea tree. 4. Daily rituals: integrating herbalism into your lifestyle. The magic of homemade herbalism is not just in how you prepare it, but in how you live it. Morning tonic: a gentle start to the day. Recipe: 1 cup warm water, 1 teaspoon grated turmeric, 1 tablespoon lime juice, pinch black pepper. Optional: honey or cayenne. Drink before breakfast to stimulate digestion and inflammation support. Evening tea: wind down with Sarasi plus soursop leaf for a full body reset, fever grass for sleep and relaxation, aloe water, small dose, for bowel health. Herbal smoke bundles: dry fever grass, thyme, and guinea hen weed into bundles. Burn lightly in fireproof dishes to cleanse space. Not for inhalation. This is for energetic clearing. Moon baths: timed with the full moon, use a bath with Sarasi and guinea hen weed to clear emotional blocks and set new intentions. Respecting the plant spirits: in many Afro-Caribbean and indigenous cultures, plants are not things. They are beings, alive with spirit and memory. Take only what you need. Offer thanks. Speak to the land. Return unused herbs to the soil. These rituals may sound mystical, but they're really about cultivating relationship, respect, and rhythm. Safety and dosage notes: pregnancy warning. Sarasi and guinea hen weed should be avoided during pregnancy or breastfeeding. Interaction: caution. Always check if herbs conflict with medications. especially blood thinners, diuretics, or heart medicine. Start small. Introduce one herb at a time. Wait 2 to 3 days to track effects. Drying and storage. Never store wet herbs. Always dry completely. Label jars with name plus date harvested. Chapter 3. From Garden to Shelf. Building a long-term apothecary for family and future. Herbs lose their power when left scattered in a garden, unused and forgotten. But when they're dried, labeled, stored, and turned into salves, teas, and tonics, they become your family's first line of defense. They become legacy. This chapter teaches you how to go beyond growing and brewing. You'll learn how to design, organize, and maintain a long-term herbal apothecary, one rooted in culture, sustainability, and survival. We'll also cover how to teach your family, especially children, to use it safely and confidently. Because a backyard apothecary isn't just a shelf of jars, it's a philosophy of health. It's a lifestyle that says we can take care of ourselves. And in a world of rising prices, medical shortages, and disappearing traditions, that's a revolutionary act. 1. Designing your herbal station. Layout, shelving, and storage. Think of your herbal station as a kitchen, a medicine cabinet, and a sacred space, combined. Pick the right space, location, cool, dark, and dry. Avoid kitchens and bathrooms with steam. Shelving. Use wood or metal shelves. Clear glass jars keep things visible, but protect from direct sunlight. Labels. Every jar or tin must have name of herb, date harvested or infused. Uses or warnings. Eats our AG. Avoid if pregnant. Dry or infused. Tincture, balm. Clearly state the form. Containers. Glass jars. Best for dried herbs and teas. Use dark glass for light sensitive plants, like turmeric. Tins and balms. Store salves and ointments in wide mouth metal tins or dark salve jars. Dropper bottles. For tinctures, essential oils, or liquid extracts. Muslin bags. Store herbal bath blends or bundles for gifting. Label. Tip. Add a next harvest date to rotate stock and prevent waste. 2. Herbal inventory. What to keep in stock year-round. Your apothecary doesn't need 100 plants. In fact, 5 to 10 well-stored, well-used herbs can meet most daily needs. Here's a basic inventory. Herb, form, use, sarissa, dried, tea bags, detox, skin, digestion, fever grass, dried bundle, sleep, fever, baths, guinea hen weed, dried root and leaf, immune boost, inflammation, thyme, fresh, dried, cold, flu, antibacterial. Aloe vera, fresh leaf gel, burns, digestion, skin, turmeric, dried root powder, joint pain, inflammation, tonics. Soursop leaf, dried leaf, sleep, nervous system. Also include coconut oil, base for most balms, beeswax pellets, salve binding, raw honey, antimicrobial, tea sweetener, empty jars and tins. Always keep extra on hand. Cheesecloth, funnels, droppers, prep tools. Rotate stock every 6 to 12 months. Herbs do lose potency. Use color and scent to check freshness. 3. Teaching the family, passing down the knowledge. An apothecary is most powerful when it lives in the hands of more than one person. Teaching others ensures the tradition survives and grows. Start with the young. Let children help dry herbs, label jars, and mix teas. Create rituals, like sleepy tea time, with soursop and fever grass that become part of their bedtime memories. Teach the difference between strong herbs, sarracee, guinea hen weed, and gentle herbs, thyme, aloe. Involve the elders. Ask your grandparents how they used sarracee, what they rubbed into sore joints, or what they boiled for fever. Record their answers. Keep a family remedy journal. Use storytelling. Let your kids know this is what your great-grandmother used when she had nothing else. Make a family herbal book. Include plant names, common plus botanical, photos from your garden, recipes for teas, balms, baths, dates plus outcomes. Fever grass helped Jaden's cold in 2 days. Over time, it becomes a treasure and a survival guide. 4. Herbalism for emergency preparedness. If a hurricane hits and pharmacies shut down, can your home provide care? Emergency go-kit herbs, fever grass, dried, calming, and antibacterial. Thyme oil or dried, for steam inhalation and sore throats. Guinea hen weed, root and leaf, powerful immune support. Aloe gel, sunburn, cuts, bites. Turmeric powder plus black pepper, pain and inflammation. Tea bags and strainers, lightweight, easy to pack. Coconut oil and beeswax to make quick salves. Also include matches or lighter, pot plus mesh strainer, water bottle or kettle. Notebook with dosage guidelines. Your apothecary can travel. Build a portable one with essentials. 5. Sacredness and sustainability, honoring what heals you. We don't just take from the land, we give back. Give thanks. Before harvesting, pause. Place a hand on the soil. Say thank you. Compost old herbs. Expired leaves and failed salves go into the compost. Let them return to the soil that birthed them. Create rituals of use. Say a small blessing when giving herbal tea to a loved one. Light a candle when applying a healing balm to a wound. Wash your hands in an herbal rinse before gardening. These aren't just spiritual touches. They train your brain to slow down, to approach herbalism not as a rush to fix, but a return to rhythm. Final thoughts: a revolution in a cup of tea. Homemade herbalism is more than DIY. It's rebellion. It's rejecting the idea that healing only comes in plastic bottles from fluorescent lit stores. It's remembering that your ancestors made medicine with their hands, their land, and their spirit. It's not always perfect. You'll burn a balm. You'll oversteep sarracee. You'll forget to label a jar. But you'll also comfort a child with a thyme and honey tea when nothing else works. You'll bathe in fever grass and cry out the stress of the week. You'll rub aloe on a burn and feel the sting disappear. And in those moments, you'll know this works, because it always has. And now the knowledge lives with you.